An Orange Coast college student says he will appeal a semester-long suspension that was handed down by his school for posting videos of his professor making negative comments about President Donald Trump. Those videos went viral, leading to hate mail and death threats against the instructor. Caleb O'Neill's punishment, though, is rooted in OCC district rules about recording on school grounds. Attorneys, though, for the student say his constitutional rights are being violated. Gustavo Arellano is the editor of the OC Weekly, and he's here now for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, hello.
Hola, Steve.
First of all, tell us about the professor, this woman, Olga Perez Stable Cox, and what she said in front of her classroom.
So Professor Cox, a longtime professor at OCC, my alma mater, by the way, professor of human sexuality. So in the class right after Election Day, she started talking about how she and many other students felt very frightened under a Donald Trump presidency that was going to happen. She called the election of Donald Trump an act of terrorism. So very inflammatory remarks. A lot of people would say, why is a professor giving her political opinions during a class, especially on human sexuality? But apparently people who have been at her class say, you know, she'll do these sessions where people ask her questions anonymously and she'll respond usually with her opinions.
So what were his motives?
So what happened was Caleb O'Neill's a student at Olga's class, he took videotape because he said he was afraid that his grade might have been affected because he had gone to class many times before with Donald Trump, like a Trump t-shirt, maybe a Trump hat. And so once he got that videotape, he went with the College Republicans, a local chapter of the College Republicans at OCC, and also the head, former head of the Republican Party of California, Sean Steele. They went together to the administration and said, this can't happen. You cannot have a professor espousing these beliefs. They felt that the administration was very, like, was going to allow her to just get away with it. So in response, the College Republicans, they allowed these videos to go online and on YouTube, and then, you know, picked up by conservative college media. And then that's when it went viral. That's when Professor Cox started receiving death threats. And that's when OCC then acted and, you know, they came down with this suspension.
Why does the college say he needs to be punished? What was the impetus for that?
So this is where it gets interesting, because according to OCC rules, you cannot record somebody, a professor, without their permission. And you and I know this, Steve, that in California law, you cannot record somebody without their permission as well. That's that part. On the other hand, what Caleb and his defenders are saying, like, this is freedom of speech. Us being able to publish this online and us, in their minds, exposing Professor Cox, that is freedom of speech. And the only reason they're doing this is because she's espousing anti-Trump ideology and we're conservatives. Therefore, we're the ones being punished.
What is next in this case, Gustavo? What happens now?
Last week, Caleb and his supporters held a press conference. He has a lawyer. They're threatening to sue if the college does not rescind the suspension. The interesting thing for me for OCC, I think the suspension is warranted, especially if you're going to break something like that. But to write a 3-page letter explaining why you did was wrong, that to me, that's like kindergarten stuff. That's not what should happen at a college. At the same time, Caleb, the funny thing is Caleb ended up getting an A in the class. So I also think, especially in Orange County, you've had a revitalization of the College Republicans. This is definitely something that they're playing the victim, but you know that they're loving all the attention that's coming to them.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. By the way, Gustavo, this whole thing was recorded. I hope we got your permission for that.
Always.
Gustavo, thanks.